righty. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. This is David Light. I am calling in from Colorado here this evening and excited to be sharing a very important topic, arguably the single most important concept in all of network marketing, which is the concept of duplication. But before we get into that, we got a little bit of housekeeping, some important housekeeping. Obviously, our gift card marketing system is a big part of our duplication process and getting a lot of traction utilizing the gift card marketing system in all phases of our prospect, invitation, presentation, and enroll process. And it is really the invitation that we recommend that people utilize. And one of the people who was utilizing it a good bit here this past week is a gentleman named Levi Harris. Levi, out of Chestnut Ridge, New York, had many gift cards that were redeemed here this past week. And so it's not a surprise that one of his cards was randomly chosen out of all of the gift card redemptions. And so he's won 20 free gift cards. That's $1,000 in retail value, $200 or $198 worth of wholesale value, and certainly a nice gift for just doing what he's supposed to do. And so we're going to be talking about the concept of duplication and the gift cards, certainly a centerpiece of that. We have a new enrollment pack sell sheet and finalizing a new auto ship pack sell sheet. All of the enrollment packs, the bronze, silver, and gold packs, feature our gift cards, 10, 20, and 40 gift cards. And our auto ship packs, we have some auto ship packs that have 5 gift cards, some that have 10. All of them are discounted. And so if you've been in the business a little while, I recommend that you transition your auto ship to include some gift cards. And if you're talking to new folks and enrolling new people, I recommend that you utilize the gift cards as a big piece of how you can get leverage. So let's talk about leverage. Let's talk about duplication and why it's so important in business in general and in network marketing specifically. And we'll start with a great quote by J. Paul Getty. Super, super wealthy. I believe he was the first billionaire in the world. And J. Paul Getty said, "I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's time than 100% of my own." And I remember hearing that, and I really thought he was wrong. I guess that's why he's a billionaire and I'm not. But I thought he was wrong, and the reason I thought he was wrong was I said, well, wait a minute. If I'm smarter than, if I work harder than the average person, then 100% of my effort is actually going to produce more than 1% of 100 people's efforts. But here's the big fault in my thought process. The big fault is if I use 1% of my own effort and 1% of 100 people's efforts, I still have 99% of my own efforts to put someplace else. And there lies the brilliance of J. Paul Getty and his saying, because if I have 99% more of my own time and effort, my own money and effort, my own focus, then I can put that elsewhere. I can put that in other business ventures. I can put that in a full-time job. I could put 10% or 20% or 40% of my own effort into my Purium business plus the 1% of 100 other people. I could put more time and focus into my family and have a richer and more fulfilling life. Success isn't just about making money. So the idea of utilizing 1% of 100 people's efforts versus 100% of my own really started to make sense to me after I understood that concept. Now, there's a second reason why J. Paul Getty was right and I was wrong, and that is that if you look at 100% of your own efforts, trading time for dollars right now in a job, the reality is that most people are not getting raises, and the reality is that most people are working harder for the same amount of money. In fact, the first 10 years of this century were called the lost decade, and the reason it was called the lost decade is because the average American family actually lost ground, actually lost overall net wealth and disposable income. So the average person who was in a job actually is poorer than they were 10 years ago. So having 100% of your own efforts in that regard really takes you out of the control seat of what you can do with your life. You're putting all of your eggs in one basket, and that basket is your job. And in this case, somebody else more than likely is in charge of what you're going to get paid, what you're going to do, and under what terms. That's pretty tricky. And not only that, but if you're looking at engaging other people, it's a lot easier to engage somebody when you say, hey, I only need 1% of your time. I only need 1% of your focus. I only need 1% of your money or disposable income to start this business. And that's a lot easier to get people excited about and engaged about. It's a lot harder to ask somebody for 100% of their time or 100% of their focus or 100% of their money. So for a couple of very important reasons, J. Paul Getty was right and I was wrong as far as understanding the power of leverage and duplication. So if you want to own a business instead of being owned by a business, you got to tap into the efforts of other people. If you want to stop living paycheck to paycheck and start enjoying a more exponential income curve, you've got to capitalize on the revenue of other people's time and effort, because there's a lot more of it. So you can only go to 100% of your own efforts, 100% of your own time, 100% of your own money, and then you run out. Then you're stopped. Whereas if you've got 100 people working with you and you've asked for 1% of their time and they've had a good experience, they found that it was valuable, that the effort that they put in, that they're starting to see results, you might be able to get 2% or 3% or 5%, and then suddenly they're going to end up engaging other people, and that's where you start to earn mailbox money, a check that shows up in your mailbox whether you're working or not. Now, you know, ultimately, for most people, that takes a while to get to, but it's a fun thing. And I have a lot of friends in this industry, distributors who have been very successful for years or sometimes decades, that have enjoyed mailbox money, that really have that enviable lifestyle. And so, you know, being rich is not necessarily the end goal for most people. It's being financially free. It's being able to earn income and be system dependent, so it's not dependent on you. I have one buddy of mine who had a great business, and he went down to Costa Rica for 6 months, and he actually, his business was actually bigger when he came back than when he left. He was making more money per month after a six-month vacation, and his group said, hey, why don't you stay down there? We're doing fine without you. So, you know, those stories don't happen every day, but they're certainly possible, and the only way they're possible is through the concept of duplication and understanding the potential of duplication. And we have a business now with our gift cards that is relatively easy to duplicate. You know, if you ask somebody on the street corner and say, hey, would you rather teach 10 people how to sell a product or 10 people how to give away a product, I think almost everyone's going to say, oh, it would be way easier to teach people to give away a product than to sell a product. And that's what we're doing here. We're teaching people how to give away our control weight loss system, teaching people how to give away our Power of 10 anti-aging system. That's what we do. And so if we can keep it simple, 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 sample, 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 and trust in the system, then we're going to have great results. And so that's the next part of duplication that I want to talk about, is our system and understanding that small adjustments on each step of that system can ultimately be big adjustments as far as what comes out the bottom and then what begins to duplicate. Because all duplication starts with you. You know, you are the leader of your team. Speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. What you do is really going to determine what other people do. What you do is going to determine the trajectory of your business. If you're enrolling, you know, one person a year versus one person a month versus one person a week, your business is going to look very, 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 very different 2 or 3 years from now, enrolling one person a week versus one person a month versus one person a year. It's not that there's a right or a wrong, but the chances of you finding other people who are as engaged and as excited and as motivated and willing to do what you're doing is much, much higher when you're enrolling 52 people a year versus 12 people a year versus one person a year. So, you know, when you think about that, let's look at what traditionally the analogy is a funnel. You know, the sales process is considered a funnel, and it's based upon quantity and quality. The more people you put in the top of the funnel, the better things happen. The higher quality people that you put into the funnel, the better things happen. The higher quantity of invitations, presentations, and enrollment conversations you have, the better. And the higher quality of those invitations, presentations, and enrollments, the better. So let's look at two people. One person has a prospect list of 500 people, and the other has a prospect list of 400 people. Now, those are very realistic numbers. If you go through your cell phone, if you go through your email, and many people have multiple email accounts, if you go through all your business cards, your Facebook pages, you know, Facebook friends if you're on Facebook, church lists, sports lists, kids lists, all those sorts of things, neighbors, relatives, Christmas card lists, whatever, you're going to find hundreds of people. There's no question about it. Most people have, you know, 400 to 500 folks. Now, if you have 500 versus 400, you've got a big advantage. Now, where that advantage is multiplied is what percentage of those people you contact. What most people do is they start to prejudge. That's just human nature. And they say, well, I may know 500 people, but I only know 20% of them really well. I only feel comfortable talking to 20% of those people. So if you get the first person who's talking to 20% of those people, and the second person who's talking to 16% of their folks, well, now the 500 people has turned to 100, the 400 people has turned to 64. So the difference between the two continues to widen. And if one person, or the person with the bigger list who's doing more invitations, has a little bit better presentation, so it positively affects 50% of the people, and the other person only affects 40%, now the difference widens even further. And on the enrollment side, if one person is 50% effective of enrolling people and the other is 40% effective, then it widens even further. And what you'll find is what starts as a 20% difference in prospects could end up as a 2.5 times, a 250% difference in results on the back end. And so what that means is that the more people you invite out of your list, the better off you're going to be. The more people that you hand out a gift card to, the better off you're going to be. The more people that you make sure see your website and you follow up with, the better off you're going to be. To have a specific game plan for how you're going to enroll that person, what you're going to offer them, how you're going to say it, who's going to say it, is it going to be you or somebody in your upline? You know, those are things that all will affect how well you do. I had a couple of three-way phone calls today with different distributors that had prospects on the line, and I'm happy to work with those folks that are interested in working with me. So I'll give out my email address right now. It's davidlitt1, D-A-V-I-D-L-I-T-T, and the number 1, at comcast.net. So right now I don't have a PHP order website or email. At some point I may get one, but right now it's davidlitt1 at comcast.net. So, you know, if you've got some folks that you've been talking to, that you handed out a gift card to, that have tried the product, that have looked at your website, that are very interested in the business, but they're not sure whether they're going to enroll or not, send me an email. Let's set up a time and let's talk. Or use somebody else in your upline team. That's what it takes to be successful. This is a business that's easy to do and it's easy not to do. And it doesn't take a lot of time, but it takes a lot of consistency. And if you stop and start, stop and start, stop and start, get excited, get bored, get excited, get bored, get excited, get distracted, it's going to be very hard to build that momentum, to build that leverage, to build that duplication that you need. So we're really looking at trying to consistently invite people with our gift card to try the product, to look at the information on the website, to maybe join us on a Thursday night phone call, and to talk with somebody who's got more experience or another voice that can help them to make a decision to join. And that's it. Over and over and over again, simple, 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 duplicate, duplicate, duplicate. Let me share another story with you. This is another conversation I had this morning with somebody that's outside of this industry. I talked with a friend of a friend who owns a business that's a weight loss business. He has 8 facilities, physical standalone facilities. It's doctor-assisted weight loss. And he helps people who want to lose 30, 60, 100, 200 pounds. And you know, it's an interesting program. It's an interesting process. He's a doctor. He's not a business person by nature. He's built a nice practice. He's got 8 different facilities now, and he's trying to figure out how he can be more effective and be more successful. And, you know, I said, let's look at your sales process. I mean, he was kind of didn't even understand the language of, you know, prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. And so we started to go through and look at where he's getting prospects from. And he realized that there were many places where he could find prospects more efficiently when we started to talk about you know, different businesses he could work with or how he could find prospects. On the invitation, I asked him, you know, what kind of offer do you make? Is it always the same offer all the time? And the reality is it wasn't. You know, who does the presentation? Well, he's got 8 different facilities, and he has different people doing presentations. And I said, if I called up and said I'm interested in your service at location number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, what do you think the chances are that the people would be saying the exact same thing? And he said, very, 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 very small. I said, well, that's a problem. You know, you have holes in your system in regards to helping a prospect understand what your services are and to make a decision. And so we went through how they were communicating. We looked at his website and how it was communicating and, you know, a variety of different things. And really he began to understand that there were holes in the bucket. There were holes in the funnel. And so that makes his business less efficient. So on the corporate side, we're going to fill in some holes in the funnel. We're going to make things better. We're going to upgrade and update our website, our PHP order website. That's job number one. And from there, we're going to create a PowerPoint presentation. So for those of you who want to do face-to-face presentations and or do hotel meetings, we'll have a PowerPoint presentation. And our Thursday evening calls will be based upon the PowerPoint. And everything's going to start to get more aligned about how we talk about our business, how we recommend that people get started, and what we recommend that they do after they get started. So, you know, my recommendation to you is utilize the gift cards, trust the gift cards, monitor your success in handing out the gift cards, and don't make it too complicated. I'm taking a product that's really worked for me, that's really interesting, I'm really excited about it, and you know, I want you to try it. And I have a handful of these gift cards that allow me to give away the product for free. Are you interested? And, you know, from there, when you get to the enroll side of things, you know, focus on a bronze pack, focus on a silver pack, focus on a gold pack. Understand what the cost is, what the value is, how many cards you get, and you know, understand what auto ship pack you're promoting. So that it all feels smooth, it all feels simple, it looks like you've been to the end zone before, and, you know, just over and over and over again, simple, 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 sample, 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 you know, the company is investing in you, giving you the opportunity to give away 2 weeks' worth of product. That's a huge value. So, you know, I feel like we've got a very unique story. The nutrition marketplace is very exciting but very crowded. And so on both of my conversations today, when I was talking with prospects, they had the same concerns, which were, you know, what makes you different? Why is Purium different? And when I started to explain our method of operation and gift cards and how we utilize them and how we invest in our field and allow people to give away product for free, you know, they were really excited. They said, that's different. That's something I could do, and that's something I could teach other people to do, and that's something I want to do. And that's really what it's about, is if we can convince people and help them to understand that joining our business, because of the quality of the product and the results of the product and the value of the product and the simplicity of our system, makes us the best nutrition program around, with the long track record the company has, but the relative newness in the marketplace as far as very few people knowing about us. That's a business that certainly can be duplicated over and over and over again, and that's what we want to do. We want to focus on that. And so try to be as specific as possible. Try to be as specific as possible when you look at how many prospects you have, how many invitations you hope to make this month or this week, and what you see is happening with those. For me personally, I just started taking the control weight loss system. I'm in relatively good shape, but for the first time in my life have drifted a little higher than I'd like to. I've got a very specific goal. I want to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks. It's not 8 pounds, it's not 7 pounds, it's not 4 pounds, it's not in 6 weeks or 7 weeks or 11 weeks or 4 weeks. It's, I want to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks. That's my goal, that's what I'm focused on, and you know, that's what I'm going to do. And so if you can get laser focused on what you want to accomplish, and then help others do the same, find out what they want and help them to duplicate utilizing the gift cards, you're going to have a lot of success. So there's a lot more we can talk about leverage. It's that important of a concept, but we're already at 23 minutes and want to be respectful of your time and give you the opportunity to go out and do what you need to do. So if you've got a couple more minutes allocated for this call, then you know, go check your list. Go see how many cards you've given out in the last week or two, or go order some cards. Just be focused on doing a few things, saying a few things, reviewing a few things, constantly advancing your business. And once you have enough momentum, once you have enough direct enrollees, once you have enough things happening from your own activities, then you can really start to help to focus on other people doing the same thing. Last thing I want to say about duplication is we have a great Getting Started training. So if you haven't looked at it, please look at it. It's a great guide. We have an audio as well that accompanies it. So use the Getting Started guide, use the Getting Started audio, and every single person that you enroll, have them invest that time. Let the tools do the work for you. That puts you ahead of the game. You know what they've seen. You know what they've learned. And that's 30 minutes, 60 minutes you don't have to spend with them. That's 30, 60 minutes I'm spending with them because we created the guide and we created the audio for you. So hopefully that all helps. Go out and do some duplication. One of the things that we do to help you duplicate is every Thursday evening we do an opportunity call. So if you've got some people who have tried the gift card system, tried the products, are in the process of learning more about Purium, put them on a call Thursday night and you know, we'll help them to understand what the benefits are of this program because there are lots of them, and let us help you with the presentation and enrollment process. So have a great night. Have a great 48 hours. Same time, same number, 7 o'clock Pacific on Thursday night. We will be here to talk to your guests about Purium. So we certainly appreciate your support on being on this call, appreciate your support on being on the Thursday night call, but most importantly, get some guests on as well. And that's going to help build your business. So have a great 48 hours, and great job so far. May is looking like a huge month, maybe another record-breaking month for us, and we're here to help. Have a great night. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.